From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Here's Frank Phillips.
Thank you, Barry. Steve Schmidt is our guest today, and Steve is with the Park Trail Alliance. Why don't you start out by telling us what that's all about?
Well, that's a group of people. We're actually a 501c3 that took the challenge from the county to make a rail trail happen in Park County. The land was turned over to the county, and the county basically gave us the use of the land to build the rail trail. Mm-hmm. And our goal right now is to build 10 miles of trail that'll connect Rockville at their depot all the way down through Rosedale to the county line.
That sounds exciting.
It is for us.
This land came from abandoned railroad land?
For the most part, it was the abandoned railroad land. We've had to purchase some of that back from adjacent landowners that had bought it at one time, and some additional land to make it happen. And we've even had a landowner or two donate some land, which has been really helpful.
Yeah, and I'm sure this has to be expensive when you're talking about building anything, and building a trail, I'm sure, is expensive also. Do you have any grants in the works?
Yes, we do. We have we received, and that's what has us going, a $5 million grant from the Next Level Trail program that the governor had sponsored. And this is bringing money from the Indiana Toll Road into Park County. And we try to spend it as local as we can for everything, the contractors, the loggers, whatever we need. We always send the bids out local.
And you said there's no tax money involved in this.
That's correct. With the other funding we get is grants from corporations and philanthropic organizations and private fundings. And, I mean, every penny will help memberships. Like I say, we need members because we do some of the work ourselves. And when the trail is established, we monitor it as far as maintenance. So once a week, a member of our organization walks the existing trail. And if he sees something that he can fix, he fixes it. And if not, he brings it back to the board and we make it happen.
And I think you said there were some bridges that you would like to build.
Right. To make this 10 miles connect up, we need we have to put in 8 bridges. And the exciting one is the one bridge that we're going to have to build right away in Rockville by the depot. We're going to build a covered bridge. And then we have the county gave us an antique pipe steel bridge that we're going to move from Bridgeton to, I think it's the Little Raccoon Creek area somewhere near Jessup. And we'll recycle that bridge. And then a couple of the old railroad bridges we'll be able to renovate and reuse. And then I think 3 or 4 we're going to have to go from scratch. Now, we found a company that actually has used bridges. And so we've got the engineers working with them and see if we can't recycle a couple of those bridges to keep costs down. I mean, we want to make this happen.
And share with us your vision. When this is complete, take us from, you know, what it's going to be like from one end to the other.
Right. Well, initially, it'll be a gravel trail. We do have 0.6 miles paved, which was our first attempt at building trail, and that's in Rosedale at the trailhead there. But you would start, say, I'm from Rockville, so we'd start at the depot in Rockville, go over the covered bridge, and then down the trail, headed due south, through Catlin, through Jessup, go through the middle of Rosedale. They've got a little restaurant there and a coffee shop and that, and then pick up the last, mile of the trail on in Rosedale and go to the county line. Now, eventually, the Vigo County trail people will connect to us. This is part of a master plan that the state has. It'll be a 150-mile loop connecting Indianapolis to Illinois. And so that'll happen someday. We're going to do our part in Park County to see that we have it.
So you're going to start out with it being gravel most of the way, and then eventually you want to pave it?
That's right. As soon as we can get funding to bite that off. You know, the inflation has hit us hard, and the cost of blacktop has gone up, almost doubled over the last year. So, yes, we're, you know, out there wherever we can to look for funding, grants and whatever, because, like, as I say, we're not using any tax dollars or taking anything away from the county. We're just bringing money into the county.
And you were talking about the need for members. How many people do you have now, and how many people would you like to see become members of the Park Trail Alliance?
We have about 20 people, and we'd like to have hundreds. I mean, there's no limit. We, as many people that want to join, we'd love to have you. People bring expertise. Like, we have our website, and it's okay, but if a member would join with some computer expertise, you know, anything you can bring to the organization, we can use, and you can do as much or as little. And to keep costs down, we get out there on weekends and we actually do some of the initial clearing, make it easier to get the bids on the construction team. And it also, you know, as I said, it keeps the costs down. We're free labor. So. Yeah. But you can do as much or as little, or just join, and then we'll send you the minutes of our monthly meetings. You can monitor the progress. And if you see something, hey, I can do that or help, you just jump in.
Well, that's tremendous. And eventually you're going to have 10 miles, is that what you said?
Right. The goal is to hope by 2025, probably the summer, we'll see, you know, construction, there's always delays, to have 10 miles of continuous trail from Rockville all the way to the county line south of Rosedale with all 8 bridges in place.
You mentioned a trailhead. What does a trailhead mean? What does that consist of?
Well, typically there'll be a pavilion there with a board, and it'll have a map of the trail and contact numbers should somebody find something that needs maintenance, a tree down or something, because the trail is heavily wooded almost from end to end, so it'll be nice. And info on the organization and our website and that, so people could call and join. We hope to have facilities, bathroom facilities at the trailheads eventually. Mm-hmm. But our goal is to get this 10 miles up and running so people can use it. And then while they're using it, we'll put in the finishing touches.
And you're going to have a ribbon cutting before too long, you hope?
We hope. We're hoping to have 2 miles and about 2.5 miles total trail in the Rosedale area by the end of April. And to celebrate National Trail Day, I'm going to set up a little booth at the trailhead in Rosedale, and people can come by and see the little bit of trail that's done and see what's under construction and talk to us and learn more about us and hopefully join up.
Yeah. How did all this come about, Steve?
Well, it started back in 2009 when some people just got together and decided, hey, rail trails are happening. And, you know, Park County, the number two industry is tourism. And I'm sure you see it. The campers go by, and on the end of them, there's the bike rack with the whole family's bike. So if we're going to stay competitive in the tourism, we need a bike trail. It's becoming the accepted standard. And the whole country's moving on it. Actually, there's going to be a 3,400-mile trail going through northern Indiana from coast to coast. And, you know, like I say, our trail is going to be part of eventually a 150-mile loop connecting Indianapolis and Illinois. So it's going to be a great way of tourism. You know, something in Europe, you could take a bike and do a bike vacation because the countries are small and everything. Well, now in the United States, we're going to have this. You're going to be able to take a bike and go as long as you want, as far as you want, and see the country.
Well, that's one thing you brought up. It's not just for walkers.
Right. No, walking, dog walking, bicycles. And I say, you know, with the gravel, a regular bike, a mountain bike, a gravel bike will all work fine. A road bike might be a little problem, but eventually we'll get it paved. And then everything. But, yeah, bicycles, walking, wagons, strollers, walk the dog, whatever.
So you have built-in amenities at Rockville and
that's it
else.
Right now.
Yeah.
But we do have a trailhead.
People could get off the trail and, get something to eat, use the facilities, shop, whatever they want
sure,
to do.
For sure, because the depot in Rockville, the old depot, is just off of the square. And the square, of course, has about three places to eat right now. And some shopping and everything else. And the town is working on a master plan for biking and pedestrian access, and that should improve the access from the depot to the town square.
And then there's another town, was it Rosedale, you said, the trail was going to go through?
It's going to go right through the middle of Rosedale. And, yeah, there's a restaurant there and a coffee shop. They're both really good.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What else do you want to tell us about? What do you want the public to know about the Park Trail Alliance?
Well, to know that the trail is coming. It'll be, as I said, it'll be finished in usable segments, just waiting for the bridges to get finished. So this, by the end of April, first part of May, weather permitting, we're going to have a 2.5 mile stretch of trail that you can come out and enjoy. And we'd like people to do that. And as I said, we need members.
Yeah.
And the more the merrier. And it's easy and inexpensive to join. You can do as little as you want or as much as you want. And we're a small group, not by choice, just by we're trying to get started and get going.
And if somebody wanted to donate, because I'm sure that even with your grant, you're going to welcome donations, this is going to be an expensive project.
Right. And they can facilitate that through our website, parktrailsalliance.org. And they can contact us through that, and we'd certainly be open to any type of donation. And like I say, right now our goal is to get the functional gravel trail, but once that's going, I mean, they can donate a park bench. They can donate a pavilion. If a company wants to build a bridge, donate the bridge. You know, we can accept a donation, and then they put a bridge there. And the beauty of it is, and I people who are in construction and that kind of have this, you look at something and they can say, hey, you know, I built that building. I helped build that. And you can say, hey, I helped build this trail. And you can take your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids and say, I was part of that.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity.
If I wanted to donate a bench, for example, mm-hmm. Do you have a ballpark figure of what that would cost?
Not right off, okay. But we can certainly do the work and figure that out.
So Basically someone needs to go to your website
and
contact you folks, and you'll be able to help them out.
We'll be able to work with them any way they want, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific. Steve Schmidt has been our guest today on Focus on the Community, and he's with the Park Trail Alliance. We sure appreciate you coming by, Steve.
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out.
Okay.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.